PJ McGrew comes from a whole family of educators.
My little brother is going to school to be a teacher. My great-grandpa was a teacher, so we have teachers all over the place in my family.
Just like his mom, yes, she's a teacher too, McGrew graduated from IUPUI. His mom got an education degree. McGrew's major? Philosophy. But he still wanted to go into the family business, so 5 years ago, McGrew took 2 tests to earn his teaching credential. And that was it. No pedagogy courses, no student teaching experience, and McGrew was off to take a teaching job in Idaho. McGrew now teaches math at Heron High School in Indianapolis.
A big thing about teaching is, in my opinion, is you either have it or you don't.
At the urging of the advocacy group Students First, McGrew spoke at last week's State Board of Education meeting in support of a new package of teacher licensing guidelines called REPA 2, as in R-E-P-A 2, guidelines that open the door even wider for more teachers without education degrees. McGrew's family of teachers was skeptical of REPA 2, but he says they also see formal training doesn't necessarily make you a good teacher.
And I asked them, did your education training really prepare you for what you encounter? And they're like, no, you learn by the experience.
When I heard that gentleman speak at the board, if he were looking for a job, you know, I'd be one who'd want to interview him.
Carol Craig is a former HR director for the Indianapolis Public Schools, and she's talking about McGrew. She was also at the meeting representing the Indianapolis NAACP. She says she gets good vibes from McGrew and doesn't have a problem with all alternative certification programs, but she fears McGrew is an exception to the rule. Craig says she worried more about the quality of applicants in her time at IPS, but at least the state's licensing rules set a minimum bar. Now, she worries the new rules will increase the quantity, but not the quality of hiring pools for teacher jobs.
So when you lessen the rules, you increase the pool, but you don't increase the quality that serves the needs of the hardest to place and the children most in need.
The REPA 2 changes also remove requirements that building administrators hold master's degrees. State rules already provide for a few pathways into teaching jobs that don't involve an education degree, but higher education officials fear these new rules could jeopardize students' learning. State officials dispute that.
If school leaders want to hire ineffective teachers, they're accountable for that in our A through F measurements.
State Superintendent Tony Bennett says schools need the flexibility to hire teachers with knowledge of the content they're teaching.
The more opportunities we have to provide our school leaders the ability to bring talent into Indiana classrooms, talent into Indiana school corporations, is good public policy.
The State Board did dial back some of REPA 2's other controversial provisions, such as linking a teacher's ability to renew a license with their evaluation results. But the new rules still leave a sour taste in many teachers' mouths.
Does anyone want to share what they wrote about? Yes.
I talked about...
Including with some students in this Ball State class on education law. Carmel teacher and Ball State student Melita Walker is studying for her superintendent's license. She says the new rules devalue the work her classmates are doing.
We are not respected as professionals and experts in our field. You can't just walk in off the streets and be an effective teacher.
Walker says it's not all about content knowledge or charisma. Being effective in the classroom is as much a science as it is an art. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Kyle Stokes.